You know, Garfield, muscles earn respect. The women just go crazy over a guy with big muscles, and I just happen to be in primo shape.
Bet you didn't know you can flex fat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride with something inside. Got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulders,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you don't.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care for you.
I suppose you're all wondering why I asked you here today.
That's so cute, Odie. And you're cute too, Nermal.
Naturally.
John's taking forever to finish preparing lunch. He should have let me bring the microwave like I wanted.
Hey, Garfield!
Yikes!
Nermal, how many times do I have to tell you? When I'm asleep, I don't want you in the same time zone.
Come on, let's play a game, Garfield.
Okay. How about Go Fish?
I never played Go Fish before, Garfield. How do you play Go Fish? Garfield, I don't like Go Fish. Garfield, Garfield!
Garfield, that's a cruel thing to do.
Yeah. Probably make the fish sick.
If you keep doing these things, Nermal will stop visiting us.
Promises, promises. Oh well, at least I can get back to my nap.
Lifeguard, help! I'm drowning!
Come.
Garfield, so they disrupted your nap. You sleep too much anyway.
Not possible.
Just keep sleeping, Garfield. Forget about life passing you by.
Sleeping too much. How can you sleep too much? That'd be like eating too much.
Don't wake him up. He seems to be having a dream sequence. Garfield, time to wake up. You've been asleep 20 years.
Just 5 minutes more.
Let's go home. Come on.
Oh, all right.
A lot has changed in 20 years.
20 years, huh? Boy, when I nap, I don't kid around.
Get real comfy. It's a long drive. All set?
Oh, ready when you are.
We're home. Sorry about that traffic jam that slowed us down.
Where is everyone?
Well, Odie is out chasing cars.
Odie's still chasing cars?
Of course, Not quite the same as it used to be.
That can't be Odie. Okay, so it's Odie.
Come on, guys. Lunchtime.
Lunchtime. Oh, boy. Feels like 20 years since I ate last.
How about some lasagna, Garfield?
Lasagna, yeah. I haven't had lasagna in 20 years. What, may I ask, is this?
That's a dehydrated ionized protein tablet configured for lasagna flavor. All food is now capsulized for maximum nutritional value. This is a bacon, lettuce, and tomato on whole wheat toast. Could have used a little mayo, but good.
Not very filling. Gee, I hope I didn't get any on myself. Let's see what's on TV.
Hey, kids! It's Binky! Binky the, clock!
Attention, we have a news bulletin. Earth is being invaded by the planet Zizabada Wada Wada Boink Boink Free.
Say that again?
Zizabada Wada Wada Boink Boink Free.
Say that again.
Zizabada Wada. The Zizabada Wada Wada Boink Boink Freebians are short and lazy. They sleep 23 hours a day, and during their 1 hour awake, they devour the entire food supply of a planet.
Gosh, short, lazy, and they eat an entire planet's worth of food. I wonder what they look like. I think we all saw that one coming, didn't we?
Oh no! We've been invaded! We're doomed! The world is coming to an end! We're trapped in here! Just the three of us and Nermal!
Nermal is here?
Nermal, come on in here!
Well, maybe 20 years later isn't so bad after all. At least Nermal will no longer be young and cute. I can hardly wait.
Hi, Garfield. Yes, it's me, the galaxy's cutest kitty cat.
No. Nermal hasn't changed. Take me, men, from that planet I can't pronounce. Please, end this dream sequence. Wake me up.
If that's what you want.
I can't stand it. Nermal is 20 years cuter.
How many times 20
years more annoying.
Lunch is ready.
Lunch? Today? It's today? And it's lunch, too? Things are back to normal. Odie's still Odie. Nermal's still disgusting. And I get lunch. Bring it on. No. I have to find a cheeseburger before they turn them all into tablets.
Gee, what's so wrong with taking your daily vitamin tablet?
Ma!
What's the matter, guys?
We want to play teeter totter,
but we both weigh the same.
Why don't you both get on one side and I'll sit on this side?
Oh, fine.
All set.
This isn't working either.
Yeah, we want to go up. Make us go up.
I love to make children happy.
The spaceship landed on the surface of the planet Zordon, and the intrepid space pig ventured forth. But with his every step, he floated free of the planet's gravitational grasp.
Why is he floating?
Well, you see, Booker, on some planets you would weigh less because
of... Uno momento, Piggo. Allow me to explain all about gravity.
It's not gravity, it's gravity with a V.
Shows you what you know. It's gravity with a B. And it's here, there, and everywhere. Gravity can reach right up and grab you. A musical lesson. You're an apple in a tree. Not for long, just wait and see. You'll get ripe when your time is due. Wait till gravity grabs hold of you. Whatever goes up must come down. That's the law of gravity.
That's gravity, not gravity.
Au contraire, bacon breath. Gravity, it's all around. If you're up, it'll grab you down. Gravity keeps us on the ground. Gravity, flabbity, flabbity, jabbity, gravity.
For the last time, it's gravity.
This is a law that keeps us from floating off into space?
Sort of.
But what happens if they repeal the law? Oh, worry, oh, considerable worry.
Wade, I...
Oh, no!
I put a friend to the test. I know if I expect the best, I'll get hurt when they don't come through. That's how gravity... grabs hold of you. See? Gravity caused me to fall down, not up.
How educational.
Austin, what if there were no gravity?
It's gravity.
Gravity, it's all around. If you're up, it'll grab you down. Gravity keeps us on the ground. Gravity, flabbity, flabbity, jabbity. Gravity.
I've had enough of this.
So the law of gravity keeps us on the ground.
But what happens if they repeal the law? Oh, fret! Oh, anxiety!
I just had an idea for a not nice thing to do. Let me think if this is too rotten. Yes, it is. I'll do it!
Mountain climbers do this to anchor themselves so they don't fall. This is in case there's no gravity, so I don't go floating away!
I don't understand this gravity business, Sheldon. If gravity makes things go down, how come a kite goes up? Eventually it comes down, the wind lifts it up, and when the wind goes away, gravity takes over and the kite goes down. This kite is never coming down. Have fun. Bye. Here goes. Here we go.
Oh, this is gonna be great. Oh, I hope they don't repeal the law of gravity.
This just in. The law of gravity has been repealed.
What?
You heard me. Today, a bunch of very important people who can do anything they want to repealed the law of gravity. They also repealed the law of the jungle, the law of diminishing returns, the law of supply and demand, and several rules of thumb.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Help! There's no more gravity!
We're all gonna float away!
What a craven duck!
Uh-oh. This just in. A kind, understanding pig has forgiven a local rooster for his little jests.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
No more than usual.
Roy, gravity is important. Think what this world would be like without gravity.
Gravity.
Things would just float away. Imagine doing just simple things. Imagine trying to milk a cow. You'd have to hang clothes down, not up. Without gravity, there'd be no down and no up.
Hi, Bo. What's up?
You mean what's down? Up is down now, Roy. Hey, what time did you get down this morning?
I got up this morning.
Excuse me. I gotta go downstairs to the attic. I'm bringing down some things from up in the cellar.
Hi, Roy. What are you doing down there?
Down here? What are you doing up there?
This is down, Booker. Roy's high up on the ground.
Wait a minute. The ground's up there with you guys. That's where I should be. I made it. I'm on the ground.
You see, Roy, there's no gravity. Nothing to stop you from floating off into space.
No, 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 no! I'm floating away!
You're okay, Roy. I was just describing what it would be like
if... We have to do something! Mayday! Here, give me those! I don't want to float away!
Oh, no! That's my anchor!
Wait a minute! They didn't repeal the law of gravity. That was just a phony TV newscast I dreamed up.
It was?
This is a daydream of yours, Pig. No one is floating off into space.
Eep. Roy, there's a problem.
I know. There's no gravity. Help! Help! Nail down everything! We're all gonna float away! Help!
Hey, what got into Roy?
He's doing 60 across the North 40.
Guess he doesn't appreciate the gravity of the situation.
Today, let us discuss a balanced diet. A good lunch includes one serving from each of the four basic food groups: pasta, cheeseburger with fries, chocolate cake, and more pasta. So much for lunch. Let's see what's next on my schedule. Let's see. Sleep, 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 eat, sleep. Ah, yes, annoy mailman. I think I'll give the dedicated public servant a day off and get an early start on my post-lunch main course pre-lunch dessert siesta. Time for El Napo.
My brother got a job testing defective fighter planes, but not me. No, I had to pick a dangerous line of work. No sign of that cat anywhere. I wonder what he's planning. My package! Oh. It's you, Mr. Arbuckle.
Look, I got my package. I beat Garfield to it. Every year, my mother bakes a batch of my favorite cookies and sends them to me. This is it.
They, must be good cookies.
I don't remember. It's been so long since I've tasted one. Let me tell you what happened last year. They had just arrived. I was about to bite into one when...
Gasp. Cough. Gasp and cough. This is it. Goodbye, cruel world. I'm going. I'm almost gone.
Garfield, what's wrong?
Any second now. So long, old friend.
Where's my first aid book? Here it is. And it's open to... What's this? The dreaded Bolivian cookie fever causes the victim's body to turn yellow. In advanced stages, the victim will moo like a cow.
Moo. 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 Gasp.
Oh, no. He's got an advanced case. The only known cure is a massive dose of cookies. Hang on, little buddy. Speak to me, Garfield. Are you feeling any better, Garfield?
Could I have some milk to go with these and possibly a steak?
Odie, Garfield is ill. This is no time to be tracking yellow paint all over the kitchen.
A wondrous miracle of miracles. I'm cured. In fact, see how fast I can run?
Garfield, those were my cookies. That was last year. Now, the year before. What a cookie feast. Mom's cookies, and they're all mine. Who would call at a time like this? Hello? 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 There's no one there.
Any calls for me?
Garfield, those were my cookies. Now, the year before that...
Excuse me. Is this the last flashback? I have mail to deliver.
Last one, I promise. Now, the year before that... Oh, boy! Mom sent me cookies!
Ah, 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 ah.
Oh, no, not a crumb. these are mine.
What greed. He won't let me have all of them. I hope that old safe is still in the abandoned lot.
I haven't had one of Mom's cookies in years. Oh, no. Not this time. Where can I hide these where he won't get to them? Of course, in the safe. Ha! Let's see him try to... Wait a minute. I don't have a safe.
Boy, they're not making safes like they used to.
This year, I'm going to eat my mom's cookies.
I doubt it, but good luck.
He's asleep. Safe as long as he doesn't wake up. Oh no, a parade! He's still asleep.
55 fantastic funny cars in stock car action on the oval track. Mascot Raceway, be there!
Got to get out of here with Mom's cookies. At last, miles from Garfield.
Huh? Did I hear a pistachio and almond nut-filled cookie with chocolate sprinkles? About 87 chocolate sprinkles?
Mm-hmm.
Who can sleep with such a racket going on?
Okay, I can live with that. Next year, I'll have Mom send the cookies to Alaska. Yeah, but wait, he's going to be expecting that, so I'll wear a penguin suit. But wait, no. Then I'll go to Egypt. But the penguin suit won't work there. I'll wear a camel suit. He'll never figure that one out.
Oh.
Chair, you guys dry off. Not on me. Yeah.
He's a proud man, Odie. He won't let us see him cry.